Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
My brothers and sisters, we all need to remember that we are suffering and we are going through stuff all across the world. And I'm going to share what the first reading today is all about. And it really gave me comfort because over the past couple of days being down in Tennessee and then back home and having a whole slew of things, like the world and my circumstances seem to be spinning all around me. And all I'm trying to do is focus on Jesus and pray my way through it and make sure that I'm doing His will every single day, His priorities. Lord, what do I need to do today? And so I woke up a little late. I'm telling you, I had one of the worst night's sleep last night. Every single hour I was awake, I had something going on late at night right before I went to bed. And this morning, my 5 o'clock alarm went off and I said, oh Lord, I'm just gonna go back to bed. So I woke up at 6, probably 5:45 actually, but I got downstairs into my kitchen about 6 and I just felt lost. And so I turned toward my computer, I opened it up and I read the readings. And we are gonna read them right now. 1 Peter 5, verse 5 through 14. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. Okay, there's a couple more verses, but I stopped at that. Okay, people. We should expect sufferings. We should expect that our opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a lion looking for us and looking for ways that he can devour us. And it doesn't have to be with mortal sin, like watching pornography, having an adulterous affair, you know, stealing and embezzling and all of this kind of major sinful stuff. He wants to rock our peace. He wants, this is the devil, by the way, he wants to have us be fearful. He wants us to be anxious and worried. He wants us to hate people. He wants us to be angry and resentful and not forgive. He wants us to judge. He doesn't want us to love one another and be humble with God and in our lives. So remember, in the very beginning, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Why? That he may exalt you in due time. So the next line is what we all need to focus on. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. And that's where I'm at. I'm telling you, I just keep swirling with everything that is going on in my life. And then I turn around and I'll be honest with you, last night it was a rough one because I kept thinking, how did I not know what was going on with him? How did I not know that he had all these clogged arteries? He didn't say anything. He didn't tell me that he didn't feel bad. How could I have helped? You know, like when you look back on something that is in the past and you cannot change it, what does that do to you? It makes you doubt. It gives you fear and worry and guilt. There's nothing I can do. So I have to put it into God's hand. Give him that and say, Lord, I tried to get him to eat keto. I tried to get him to work out. I tried all these things. But you can't make anyone else do anything. You just need to focus on you. And I sit here and I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm dealing with all this stuff and I don't have a clue what I'm doing. When I'm getting quotes from new people that haven't worked with Jeff before to do things, I don't know if they're high or low or if this guy's good or not. So sometimes I feel like my world around me is just in chaos and spinning, like a ballerina. As I'm spinning around, you know, you got to focus on one point. Otherwise, you'll be so dizzy and fall. And that is God. So I am doing my best in the chaos of my life to focus on God and know that if I give him everything, if I cast all my worries upon him, he'll take care of it. And the next line, be sober and vigilant. I don't know if many of you know what the word vigilant means. On the alert, as for danger or error, be watchful, be careful, be attentive to discover and avoid danger or to provide for safety. So we have to think about when God says be sober and vigilant, we have to be watchful. We got to be looking at our life and saying, what is making me not have peace? Why do I feel this way, anxious and stressed out and all of this kind of stuff? Because if you have faith in God and you cast all your worries upon him, you will be calm, you will be peaceful, you will just look at life as it comes and turn every single time the life around you is spinning, take your focus and put it on Jesus. Because Satan wants you to be freaking out. He does. And then the very last part, the God of all grace who called you. Remember, he called you. You are on this journey of faith because he gave you that gift and he called you out of this world to be different. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. Many of us don't want to suffer. It has been the lie of the world. That, hey, if we're suffering or we're filled with stress or something isn't going on right, or you lost someone like I did with my husband, or you lost your job, or you are sick, or someone else is sick, we should be turning toward the world and saying, oh, time to drink, time to smoke, time to do all these things to take rid of that, to get rid of that stress, to take the edge off. This is why we need to be sober and watchful, vigilant. Because when we are, we can see the devil's ploys, and we can stop the madness, stop being freaking out and anxious and worried and fearful and angry and resentful and all of that and judgmental. And we can turn toward God and give it to Him. And the one thing that's awesome here is knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. So some of you may be out there battling alcohol, battling drugs, battling, I don't know, some other addiction that is keeping you away from being sober. And maybe it's mindless TV watching, or you're addicted to Netflix or something like that. I look at God, how He had me suffer for so many years, battling these two demons that were holding me back from being who I really was called to be. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that bird right by my window. Anyway, I am so grateful that He allowed me to suffer. And then He restored, confirmed, strengthened, and established me. So now I do not have those demons in my life anymore. But I suffered for a real long time. And I suffered when my husband died, because the healing happened after he passed away. So the bottom line here is, you are not alone. When we can love our cross, when we can turn toward God and thank Him for the struggles that we are having in our life, then we can truly walk with Him on the road to Calvary. We can ask Him to be our Simon of Cyrene and help us to carry this cross, this suffering, this thing that is in our life. So for me, it's worrying and being anxious about everything, about finishing my house, about figuring out how I'm going to deal with this home, still dealing with my dad stuff. Maybe, and I don't say maybe, I'm taking that word back, building this new retreat home, which again, I got the price tag and it's huge, and trusting that if I dive into my retirement, that God will provide. There's so much like up in the air, and not just up in the air, but spinning around me, that all I can do is turn toward Jesus and focus on Him and give Him everything and be humble. Because if this is His plan, and I firmly believe it is, but I'm continuing to pray so I can continue to get that affirmation, then He will make it happen. So every time I'm fearful, every time I'm worried and anxious, I have to offer it up to Him and cast out those demons. Because in this same reading, your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in faith. So constantly put the hand up. Have the demons and the devils that are trying to rock your peace, stick the hand up and say, talk to the hand. Because Jesus is where I'm putting this. These feelings, these emotions that are not of God. So let's remember that our brothers and sisters, you and me, we're all throughout the world undergoing the same suffering. Some may be different, some may be worse than ours. But we're all trying to walk the journey with virtue and with love and peace and joy. And Satan doesn't want that. So let's not have the world that's spinning around us, that's making us anxious and worried and fearful and angry and mad and out of control. Let's turn to Jesus, focus on Him, and then our life will be steady because we give Him all of our worries and He will take care of it. Jesus, take over. Say that over and over and over again when you have those feelings and emotions. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, You have called us. You love us. Your Son was coming down to this earth, lived on this pathetic place for us. He died to save us from death and from sin. Please remind us that any time we are feeling out of control or scared, that we need to call on the power of Your Son, Jesus' name, and cast out those attacks by the devil who doesn't want us to trust in God, who wants us to make quick and irrational decisions. Holy Spirit, ignite a fire in our bodies, our minds, our souls, our hearts. Have us live in Your Spirit. Speak to us loud and clear all day so that we know that we are doing God's will and His plans. Mother Mary, please guide us and lead us to Your Son. You are a human being just like we are. But You were perfect. You were filled with God's love. You pondered everything in Your heart. You were the most humble person ever. This is why You were assumed into heaven. So we need Your grace. Please pour it out into us so that we too can be humble and trusting and have the faith of You in Your Son, Jesus. Guardian angel, we love You. We may not talk to You much, but we want to get to know You more. You have been assigned to us. You've been with us every moment of our life, even in the womb. So please, we ask You today to guide us, lead us, and protect us. All you holy angels and you saints up in heaven and souls in purgatory, please pray for us. Intercede on our behalf so that we continue to have that peace that surpasses all understanding, which is based on our trust and faith in God. In Your hope, we have to pray for those souls in purgatory. Everyone, take a moment and pray for those who have gone before You by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth in all of our lives as it is in heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Please lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Every one of us is suffering with something. But if we give it to Jesus, we keep our focus on Him, the waters will calm down, the storm will be gone, and we will be standing there face to face with Jesus, trusting in Him and walking every moment of every day by His side. All right, everyone. Oh, I love you all so much. It's amazing, amazing when the Word of God speaks to you, touches your heart, smacks you upside the head, you know, like, hey, don't forget that I'm here. We just need to turn our gaze toward Him and know that when we give Him all of our worries, He cares for us. And we need to suffer a little. But the more we suffer with humility and grace, soon we will be exalted. Or really what He says is we will be restored. We will confirm, strengthen, and establish ourselves in Him. And that is so cool. All right, have a beautiful day. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body.